WJFW Chief Meteorologist Jeff Weller says the rain likely will cause some problems.
Now, the problem with this is we could see an inch of rain between now and, say, Friday morning. At the same time, the ground is frozen down about 4 feet or so, and the storm drains are covered because of all the localized snow we've had recently. The snow piles are very thick and covering the storm drains right now.
Besides storm drains that are covered with snow and ice, the ground will offer no help.
Everything is still frozen. The frost depth is really kind of deep this year, around 4 feet or so across much of the area. And, you know, we had, you know, there's 33 inches of snow on the ground right now, and a lot of that is still covering up storm drains. Now, city crews are doing a pretty good job trying to get those uncovered before the rain comes in. But it's going to take a lot of effort to get all of them uncovered.
Weller also says people prone to flooding in their homes might have a problem because the moisture will have nowhere to go.
The problem is this water has no place to go, and it's going to fall on a frozen ground. It just runs off to the lowest point. So if that lowest point is around your basement, that water is going to pond there and seep into your concrete walls and thus into your basement.
Jeff Weller says a strong cold front will come through Thursday night and temperatures will drop below freezing and likely slowing the runoff. He says there could be an inch or two of snow on Friday. By Sunday, temperatures will rise again above 40 degrees for St. Patrick's Day. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.